Welcome back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we are positively doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We finally, and I got the crab cake over here. The Pappas crab cake is here. Leonard Raskin, it will finally give me peace. We are in Cockeysville, and it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I got cocktail. I got tartar. I don't have any remoulade or aioli anywhere around here, but how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
I'm socially distanced. You were
it's
out
okay.
here last week. This is a little bit of the scene of the crime for you, right?
Absolutely.
Bringing you back here, this Ohio State, Michigan thing. I felt like after what happened to your son's school and what the Harbaugh family thrust upon the whole state of Ohio last week,
right.
that soothing your
crab cake beast.
Yeah, I mean, we're fixing you here is what we're trying
That's
to do. Leonard Raskin, of course, Raskin Global,
beast.
Joins us every week. By the way, I loved our conversation last week, and I wanted to pick it up, because we're going to talk some. Mark Turgeon has got fired while we're sitting here, so, you know, if you're on the WNST tech service, like 10,000 of you are, you found that out at 116. They told me, Turgeon has got fired. It was like 139. I'm like, it's 116 Luke sent it out on the WNST tech service. So we'll talk about sports and all that and football. It's Pittsburgh week right now, but that doesn't matter because this will air after. My home ownership rental versus money thing. You're a money manager.
Yeah.
I listened to it again last week to like hear you out on it because I am going through this interesting time about renting.
Sure.
And owning. I would love for you to tell me, because we're gonna rent, right?
Yeah.
What is the benefit of that other than short-term flexibility? Now, from a financial standpoint, you would say always own, right?
No, not always.
Not always.
From a financial standpoint, it's got duration. You got to deal with duration. So it's how long are you going to stay? I would say if you're going to stay for three years, five years, you should buy.
Okay.
There's no question. It's hard to lose money unless you buy at the absolute wrong time and the absolute wrong place. You know, otherwise, you're going to hold value. So your cost is your closing cost. You put a down payment on a house. You buy the house. If 3 years later you choose to sell, you sell it for fair price.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where I'm thinking closing cost, all of that wraps up into
That's
it.
Right.
Is 5 years the rule or three?
3 to 5. It depends on what it costs. Depends on where you live, where you buy. But we're talking about the Baltimore area. Closing costs in Maryland are pretty steep.
And believing your real estate's going to move up 2% a year,
that should be a number you should think of. 2% a year appreciation in real estate. None of this 20%, 50% nonsense.
All right, let's just talk in round terms.
$100,000 for...
Well, let's talk about a house. $300,000.
Sure.
Okay, let's say $300,000 will buy a house.
Sure.
Normal house, good, nice house, not too nice, not a half million. I don't get crazy.
$300,000.
All right. So in that closing costs and all that, probably you're going to look like $30,000.
Call it 5% closing costs.
Okay, you could call it $15,000. And real estate, I got to pay a realtor. All that.
No, buyer doesn't pay a realtor. Seller pays a realtor.
But when I go to sell.
When you go to sell,
So I hold it 5 years at $300,000. It's going to raise 10%. So it'd be worth $330,000.
Give or take a piece. It compounds, so it's a little more than that. Let's call it, but let's play with 330. That's fair.
Okay, go ahead.
That's fair. 330 is fair. So if your closing costs going in and going out are 15,
okay,
you break even.
And you live in this place and the rent is $2,000 a month or whatever.
That's the mortgage for that place will probably be $1,500.
$1,500
to 2.5%,
30 year?
Yeah, 30 year, 2.5%, 3%.
So $1,500 a year.
$1,500 a month.
To a month. And then you have to get rid of it, though. Then you have to list it, sell it.
Sure.
Do all of that.
Sure. So that's what I said, 15
that's like
in.
5 years, man.
15 you're, in, 15 in, 15 out. So it's $30,000 a
I'm
cost.
I'm just trying to think like you're thinking right now, like trying to.
Yeah.
Because I'm not thinking about like I'm going to be 5 years anywhere. But if I were.
If you were.
If my wife said, God, this is beautiful. We'll at least be here 5 years.
Yep.
And I'd say, all right, let's get the $60,000 out to get 20%. All right, great. We do that. Let's do the $15,000. All right. So we're $75,000 into this now. And we're down. And then 5 years from now, I got to do all this all over again to sell it.
Right.
I think I'm better off renting. If I were doing literally at 53 years of age, if I'm thinking 5 years, maybe it's just a pain in the ass to spend selling the place, like that I don't want to have to do that again.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying to have to buy and deal and move and sell and so on. So, again, it's a flexibility question, but from a financial standpoint, your down payment, your closing costs, your down payment comes back. That doesn't go away. When you sell it, you get that back. Again, unless you bought wrong in the wrong place at the wrong time, and then your value goes down, you lost.
It's almost escrow
no question.
In your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it just sits there. It doesn't earn anything while it's sitting there. So my goal is I'd put down as little as possible. Okay, I don't want to put 20% down. I want to put 5% down, 3% down. If you're in the military, if you're ex-military, you can get a VA loan with 0% down. There's nothing better.
I knew I should have joined the service.
There's nothing better when it comes to home ownership than getting a loan that you have as little down as possible. Home equity serves you no purpose whatsoever except in your heart and your brain. It doesn't serve you any financial purpose at all.
Because you're only
money.
Making 2% on it.
No, you're not making anything on it.
So you sell it, right.
You don't make anything on the equity at all. You put $60,000 down on that $300,000 house.
Okay.
10 years from now, let's say it's worth $400,000. Make it easy math.
Okay, good. Okay.
You grew $100,000. I put zero down on a $300,000 house.
You still grew $100,000.
I still grew $100,000. So my money in the house is doing nothing.
Right.
It's losing me money sitting in the house. The only thing it does is change my mortgage rate. It makes my mortgage
rate. That's why I keep you around. I keep Leonard around because I'm in this decision-making mode, right?
That's right.
I'm not buying. There's nowhere I want to be. But I just keep thinking to myself, if I take your theory about you really do want to stay 5 years, what would make that a good play other than a good life and a nice garden and my wife's, everybody's happy, that? What would make it a good play is what I did in White Marsh, which is buy a place for $240,000 and sell it for $360,000 5 years later.
Because
you can make a killing. Everybody thinks they're going to do that.
That's right.
Everybody thinks they're going to sell their place for...
Look, I'll give you two examples.
Yeah, 2%, sure, Leonard. Not my place.
50.
My place is going to...
50.
Yeah, my place... But I made a killing once in White Marsh,
Let me give you two examples.
I've been killed ever since.
Two simple examples. I have two clients. One was in yesterday. One, not yesterday, but recently. The first one that wasn't in yesterday bought a place, Ocean City, $700,000, sold it for $5,000.
You don't like Ocean City. You like Delaware.
It doesn't matter.
Delaware has tax benefits,
but it
right?
doesn't matter. Okay. I don't care where. The point is they bought at the high. They sold when the market crapped. And they lost $200,000.
Right.
That sucks.
Right.
I had a client in yesterday, bought a house for $400,000 in Ocean City, sold it for $500,000.
He's happy.
2.5 years later, thrilled.
So what you say to your two clients is you should have bought his place, dude.
No, you should have bought it at the right time.
Oh,
you
it was
bought
a timing
it at the wrong
issue.
Time.
Oh, it's a timing issue.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's why I said if you buy the wrong place at the wrong time, real estate can lose you money just like any other investment can.
I bought a place in Baltimore City. Did I buy it in the wrong place at the wrong time? Doesn't matter what time I bought it. I bought it 20 years
Probably.
I've lost my shirt on two city places. I bought in a city when I was 18. I told you this last week.
Yes, yes.
Bought it for 48, sold it for 44, 13 years later. And now I bought a place for, I don't even want to tell you.
Painful.
I got a Pappas crab cake. I'm trying to get happy here. I don't know why I'm talking money with Raskin.
Let's talk crab cakes, man. That's why we're here.
All right.
That's why
we'll get
here.
To the Terps in a minute, because I know you're not even a Terp guy. You've abandoned ship and gone to Ohio State.
I did. I took my colors off because tuition and my son went to the Ohio State University. So I put on, what is it? He tells me this. He's going to be mad if I get it wrong. Garnet and gray. I kept calling it Scarlet.
Scarlet.
It's garnet.
Garnet.
Or it's scarlet. Whatever it is, scarlet and gray, whatever it is, I wear
Scarlet
that.
And garnet?
Scarlet and garnet.
Garnet? No, scarlet.
No,
right?
no. Scarlet and gray. Anyway,
wear... that shirt is fuchsia, I think.
Well, that's because it's Purple Friday.
Oh, that's fine.
It's Purple Friday.
That's fine.
I'm doing Purple Friday. But yeah, I'm bleeding the Ohio State. So the other night, see, this is the beauty. It was one great, great night this week. Ohio State came back from 15 down and beat Duke on the floor, on the hardwood.
Still doesn't matter. You didn't beat Michigan this week.
The point is, I hate Duke, and I can still hate Duke, because my son at Ohio State Big Ten ACC Challenge beat Duke. It was lovely.
Maryland
but no,
has never afforded that opportunity. I'm sure we'll get a Maryland game now that we're down. We're having a down year. It's time to play Duke again.
That's right. But they lost. The Ohio State did lose to Michigan, and I will say, in all honesty, I'm not the AD or the president of that university up north, because when you go to Ohio State, you don't even say the name up there.
We don't talk about them.
Right. But I will say this. Somehow, some way, Harbaugh pulled it out. And I think he kept his job. I really do
Eventually,
believe.
Eventually, he was going to win one. That's what I said to my wife. But I tell you what, when it was slipping away there,
ooh.
I was thinking to myself, he's had every way to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be
if he'd have lost,
this would be the worst of the
now,
worst.
Again, I'm not the AD. I'm not the president at Michigan. But I would bet that if he lost, he wouldn't have been their coach next year. I think he bought himself at least a year and maybe longer. Look, the guy got paid a ton load of money to come to Michigan to beat Ohio State. And he hasn't done it. They hadn't done
it. But they were selling tickets. I noticed
For 8 years. Well, I just saw Fox put out, I think it was just a couple days ago, Fox put out that the game Saturday was the highest watched college football game ever. Any network.
I watched it, and then I stayed with Auburn, Alabama.
I did.
It, It was a great day of college football.
Oh, Saturday was so fantastic.
You were here, right?
I was here.
All right.
I was here.
Justin, can you come back over for me? I get Justin Wendell here from Pappas because I'm about to eat. And when I start to eat, you guys are going to have to talk. So, you know, Justin was here in the first day. What's going on? How are you? So his hair's still perfect, man. We're into the shift here. It's all good. I'm messing your hair off.
I was asking, how are you?
I'm doing great, good, man.
I want to make you. You got levels? You can hear yourself now?
Yes,
all right. Yeah, absolutely. This is the Pappas crab cake, and I promise that because we didn't eat when you were here. He came by and gave me a 30-minute story about family.
The
and you know that's made of bottle tops, the Oreo thing there?
Yeah.
There we go.
Mike Bordick was amazed by that before he left. All right, so the crab cake is here. You served with asparagus because you know I'm going out alone tonight. You know I'm not going home to my wife tonight. So I'm actually going up to Philadelphia to see Genesis after this. So
wow.
Everywhere I went on a crab cake tour in the summer, and this kind of shocked me, okay? I did 42 crab cakes. 40 of the 42, they brought me tartar sauce. Okay, not usually in a vat this big. Usually it's a little, because I don't even eat the little one. I'm not a big tartar. I'm going to try it. I don't hate tartar sauce, but I don't have tartar sauce is for fish sticks for me.
I'm with
you. Now, this is cocktail sauce.
That's it.
I will eat cocktail sauce on a crab cake. Some people tell you it's like putting ketchup on a filet mignon.
I'll tell you,
those people are not
from
Dundalk.
Well, here it is, because if you put anything on this crab cake, you ruin it.
You're not going to let me?
You can do whatever you want, but it would be foolish.
Well,
taste it first.
They serve it with it, so how can I say
that's
wrong?
No, it's not wrong. It's just for people that don't know any better.
So I had
I don't argue with anybody.
I had a remoulade, all right?
I had
a remoulade 2 weeks ago. It was phenomenal. I've had one or two tartars in my life that I thought, that's interesting. I like that. I'm a plain crab cake guy. I mean, if the crab cake's not Gucci, if it's Dundalk, my style, like the hockey pucks, maybe I'll have a little, you know... It's the way my mom did it.
I get it.
It's the way my mom did them. I would have some cocktail on that. I'm not a mustard person, but I can... When I had Zimmern, I had Andrew Zimmern on the show. There's only one way to make a crab cake. Lemon. I'm like, dude, you come to Maryland. Hang out with me for 42 crab cakes. You'll see there's a lot of ways to make it.
Absolutely.
But the lemon part of it, somebody served me an aioli. Was it last week? I had a garlic aioli, which is really interesting. I had an aioli in St. Michael's during the summer. So this crab cake... This is your crab cake.
Absolutely.
So I want you to expand while I enjoy this, because it's been hounding me for 11 months since I started this concept. I got to come to Pappas and get the crab cake. I'm glad you can
Absolutely.
Make it today.
I'm thrilled. I wouldn't have missed
it. When did you have your first Pappas crab cake, Leonard Raskin?
Oh, my God. That's a great question. You know what?
That's good.
I'll tell you when. I don't know the exact date, but I can tell you it was about 5 years ago. Maybe how long has this place been here?
About 7 years.
So it was longer than that. It was 10 years ago in Parkville.
Yep.
My mother belongs to a group. It's a ladies' group. They play bridge. They play cards once a week. And every week they play cards, they put a buck each in a kitty.
Right.
And then twice a year, they go out to dinner. They just take the money, and they all go out to dinner twice a year.
Okay.
And the one of the ladies said, we're going to go to Pappas in Parkville. My mother said it was the most incredible crab cake she'd ever eaten. So... Her birthday.
How long has your mother been eating crab cakes?
Oh, my God. My mother is in her 80s.
She's older than you.
She's
right?
in her 80s. She's in her mid-80s. Yeah, early mid-80s. So if I get it wrong, she'll kill me. So I would say she's in her mid-80s. But anyway, she for her birthday, that's where she wanted to go to dinner. So about 10 years ago, for her birthday, we went to Pappas out in Parkville and had a crab cake. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget it. Because when I was pulling into the parking lot, there was an elderly couple. I didn't know they were elderly, but they were driving in the parking lot like they couldn't figure out how to park a car.
Did you help them?
I didn't help them. I just sat there and watched. And then finally they drove around me, and then I took the parking space that they were like trying to get into and couldn't.
Parking's always been
maybe they curbsided the crab cake that day.
Not 10 years ago. So when I took the parking space, they pulled up behind me, started yelling at me because I took the parking space.
Instead of for the crab cake.
I said, I'm going for a crab cake. I can't help you. So I went upstairs. They had the upstairs private room area.
Right.
We had the party in there. And my mother said, if you get anything but the crab cakes, you know, you'll be disowned. You'll be
disowned. Is that an onion in there? Is that a scallion in there? Is that scallion? Like, I'm trying to figure out what makes it taste. It's a slurry. It's always a slurry to crab cake place. So I'm trying to figure out what you have in here besides your basic.
You just have the most giant jumbo lumps of crab you've ever eaten.
It's pretty good. I'll be honest with you. Listen, I've had this crab cake before, so I know how good it's going to be. But I just to be out here for you, to see
that's
the smile
it.
On
it's,
your
yeah.
face.
It's fantastic.
I love making people happy, Jesse, you know?
And serving family is like the Raskin family. It's like a dream come true for me, and I know for my father-in-law, Mark Pappas.
Well, I tell you what. We appreciate you hosting us today, hosting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. Since I came here, I made nice with Mike Bordick. Let's see. Mark Turgeon's gotten fired. I'm going to eat some asparagus here, which is...
That's bold.
I love asparagus.
Oh, man.
I love it.
I go for the fries and applesauce.
I was just going to say, fries and coleslaw is the traditional.
Yeah, I go fries and applesauce.
That's East Baltimore. Way to do it.
Yeah. Have you had their applesauce?
No.
Remarkable.
All right, bring me some applesauce.
I take applesauce to go from here.
Well, and that's everything. Most things are made from scratch, like the tartar sauce, the cocktail sauce, all the dressings. So we do have folks all come in and say, can I have a pint or a quart of like that ranch dressing you make? And it's amazing.
Right before we went on the air, like he had his headset on a couple hours ago when I got here. I'm like, you got to get a menu. I've never looked at the menu here, like literally. And he brought me the menu, and I opened the menu, and I'm like, there's 120 things on here. Why do I only know about the crab cakes? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And he's like, no, you got to try our sea bass. And they're like, and I'm like, but I come for the crab cakes. This is the problem with the crab cake tour. And people would say to me, well, why haven't you been here? Why haven't you been there? Well, I got a crab cake over there last week. Or this is where I get my crab cakes. Or I only get the crab cake at Pappas. This is what the crab cake tour was designed to be. Yeah. Try new things.
Yeah.
Well, and people are passionate about their crab cakes.
Well, I would have never known about the applesauce, right?
Oprah's passionate about this crab cake.
She's been in here, apparently with Stedman, too.
Yes, I've come
she
in
has
a
table.
Yep.
She has a table.
Yeah,
Oprah, well, we call it now Oprah's table because that's where she sat. Both.
I didn't get to sit there. Next time.
This will be Nestor's table.
This is my table. I like this table.
It's a big table.
By the way, this room here, and I said this a couple of hours ago, it makes me thirsty for wine. Let's start
it's
with
beautiful.
That. But it's
beautiful.
It feels like you're in Breckenridge. It feels like you're at a ski lodge.
Absolutely.
Like literally,
guys,
somewhere. So it's a great feel. Come on out to Pappas. We're in Cockeysville. By the way, I've been remiss. I got the scratch-off tickets now, and I have to give these out. Are you 18 or older?
I think so.
Barely.
So I'm going to do a little public service here, all right? They always make me read the play responsibly. We do want everybody to play responsibly. I'm going to throw my wife under the bus here this week. So last week I had John Martin on, who's the director of Maryland Lottery. He's like, look, we love the scratch-offs. It's great, but it's very important that you not give these to people under 18.
There you go.
And I'm thinking to myself, all right, so I talked to my wife, and I said, hey, they're sending me scratch-offs, huh? I said, I'm really concerned that I don't break any rules. You have to sign legal stuff to give these out, right? That I'm not scratching, putting in my pocket, and I may have a $1 million winner here, right?
Like yeah. McDonald's.
I might have lifetime season tickets with the Ravens just right on this ticket. I don't know. And they're all activated. They're real. I'm going to give them out here at Pappas tonight. And John tells me this, and I'm thinking, well, who in their right mind would ever give a chance to wager to someone under 18? Who would put this in a stuffing stocker? It's wrong. It's morally reprehensible. And I said to my wife, I'm like, I'm getting scratch-off tickets. I said, I'm really worried about breaking rules, involved with the state, my sponsorship. She's like, oh, my sister and I used to get these in our stockings every year. My sister won $100, didn't tell my parents. And I'm like, la, 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 la. I'm not allowed to talk about that here. So my wife, I said I knew she was deviant. You know what I mean? I knew she was a miscreant as a child. Don't do it. Don't do it.
She ended up with you.
There is your, exactly. There is your play responsibly notion. And I have scratch off tickets here. And don't forget, it's very important. Second, not a lot of people get second chance in life. They gave me a second chance in life with Baltimore Positive after the mess I made WNSD. So this is a second chance to win. We do that at the Maryland Lottery. And I might even have a second crab cake.
Thanks for
coming by, brother.
My pleasure. Always.
All right. I'm not going to tell
them
how much you like Nick's crab cake a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to talk about that. But there's video evidence of that.
No, I said it was good.
Nestor, and truly, it's just being in the conversation. We're so thankful, Pappas, just to be in the crab cake conversation.
I'm thankful you had us out. This has been fun today. This is when I dreamed this thing up six months ago, I said, we're going to have fun. We're going to have people like Mike Bordick join us. We're going to have people from the Kelly family join us. We're going to have Jim Rees.
Awesome.
It's a great hat, Jim. is that the Guy Fieri hat? I've been giving him a hard time on the air. He did a cameo with Guy Fieri at Triple D's. I was there. They didn't put me on camera. They put him and Victoria on. But that's all cool. Shout out to Rodrigo down at Art. Does Rodrigo have a crab cake? Mexican crab cake. I got to talk to Rod about that. We're going to come down to R&R. We'll do that. I am Nestor. On behalf of everybody out here at Pappas and Justin, we're going to come back and do some more. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Justin Wendell, Leonard Raskin. I'm Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking crab cakes in Baltimore Positive.